So the Region of Queens owns all sorts of property over Queens County. I supplied some pictures with this one, just because I suspect many members of council aren't aware of all the land that's owned. So at the end of Burgess Cove, Burgess Road in Port Mattoon, there is a small, and I'm going to say a laneway leading through the woods along the shore that you can travel by vehicle if you don't have a low vehicle, and it leads to an abandoned breakwater. So about 20 years or more ago, that land was transferred upon request from the region to the region. So it belonged to the federal government. It was deemed surplus by the federal government. That piece of land was transferred to Region of Queens ownership as it provides access to water, which is a valuable thing in the eyes of many people. There's a piece of a similar situation at the end of St. Catharines River Road. So this small lane, and that's basically what the region owns, is the laneway. It leads straight down to a very small, and I don't even want to say the word beach, let's just say a sand shored area, because when people think beach, they think, oh, go spend the day at a beach. Well, it's just a very tiny piece of sand, but it's very beautiful, looks out to sea, and this large breakwater wall that, unfortunately, I'm going to say for the last year and a half has been the victim of graffiti, and it's not pretty graffiti. It's abusive, and the language isn't what we would expect to see on region-owned property. So area residents have been bringing this matter forward for quite a while, hence it reaching the council floor. So that council provided direction to staff that please find a way to remove this.
Okay.
The discussion also revolved around the fact, well, what about if it's removed, painted over, and then maybe perhaps find people that want to put pretty murals on it? Well, the point is, it's not a destination. There's no parking. Why create another problem when we're just trying to get rid of a problem? As to, and it had been mentioned to me, well, why don't we just remove the breakwater, and that will solve the situation. I was speaking informally with Parks Canada staff, who's familiar with that area, not long ago. That breakwater, when you look at the pictures, so one side of it, the open ocean side, is a very small little sand area. The back side of that breakwater is earth and grass and vegetation. Breakwater is doing what it should do. If that breakwater was removed, Parks Canada person indicated there's quite a strong current that runs down that shoreline. Then, with that removal of that breakwater, we are going to change that land behind, and then that all runs down through to Carter's Beach and everything else. Plus, who knows if the Department of Environment would even allow removal of that or what it would take. So,
I'm just one second there, so darling. So I just want to be sure. So the breakwater, that's municipally owned, right? That's what you're
yes,
getting at.
we own the lane and the breakwater.
And
Yeah.
but and so the but then the purpose of the breakwater was, as you said, is to maintain, keep the water out of there and keep the land in that area pristine and available,
To maintain the integrity of the land on the other side.
as well, right?
There would have been slips there at one point in time. So it maintains the integrity of that land. So when that in the it's fairly large breakwater. When it's removed, if you were to remove that, then you are changing the dynamics of those ocean currents, and you will be in effect causing significant change to the land on the other side. So the breakwater stays. The paint will be removed, covered, either by staff or by contractor, and So this was the motion that was made toward the end of the meeting. The councilor, Regina Queen, requests staff to cover over the graffiti that has been plagued on the breakwater, provides the PID number 70228606, located off Burgess Road in Southwest Port Mattoon, at an estimated cost of $5,000, $5,000, which is an unbudgeted expense. You know, we remove it. Does it come back? Hopefully not. However, one cannot. It's an isolated area. And yet, you know, it's Regina Queen's land. We would not, as Councillor Muse, who represents that area, said, we certainly would not put up with that if it was anywhere's Liverpool, Milton, Brooklyn, highly visible area. And even though that area may not receive as much traffic and eyeballs as land in around Liverpool, Milton, Brooklyn, or any community, it is an area known by locals who like to go there and look out to sea, and it's our land. So we need to be responsible for our land, and we need to keep unsavory comments off our land.